Midway through The Bad Kids, there's a single shot of Lee and Layla walking uphill through the desert. There's no dialogue, no emotion, just teens carrying a baby and pushing a stroller up a steep roadway. For the entirety of the documentary, that is what you see. 11th and 12th graders trying to push, against all barriers, to make something of their lives. Set in California's Mojave Desert, The Bad Kids focuses on Black Rock High School, an alternative public school for students who are at risk of dropping out. Some of them don't have a stable place to stay, food to eat, clean clothes to wear, or people around to support them. Directors Keith Fulton and Lou Pepe zoom in on the stories of three teens trying to succeed at Black Rock. Black Rock's principal, Vonda Veland, and the other teachers and staff are the obvious heroes of the film. Veland calls students to wake them up in the morning, passes out milk, and greets everyone on their way into school. She counsels students day in and day out, with many of them breaking down in her office. She is the guidepost of the film, showing the importance and necessity of having competent and caring school staff. And yet we never directly hear from her. The film is shot as an observational documentary, and not once do we see Veland speak to the camera. She never tells us why she does what she does for these students. She never tells us how she manages the emotional roller coaster. But if you look hard enough, the answers can be found sprinkled throughout the film. In the end, The Bad Kids delivers an equally heartwarming and heartbreaking look at the lives of at-risk teens and the adults who fight for them. Even though the focus is on three specific students, you leave feeling like you understand the struggles of each and every Black Rock student, and you hope they don't continue walking uphill alone.